Al stood up and said, rather loudly, "So I'm back in time. I can change the future. Just can't remember much about in between now and 2028, which I think was yesterday. How do I know what to change? I can't remember what date we left Norwich in the van. There were 5 of us," Al said rather enthusiastically. "I don't know nothing about Leeds. Can I phone my parents?" "No, you can't change anything, man. Too many complications. Better not phone anyone," said Paddy. "You'll like it here. Leeds ain't bad. Round A Park is massive, and there's be a band playing. It's got lakes and woods and a couple of little cafes, even an outdoor swimming pool. It's over 500 acres to wander, and you can nip into Woolies. You know, Woolworths. There's a nice little cafe and a record lounge place. And there's a Seacroft Market. I often go there, buy some grub when I'm in Leeds. And the River Aire is a good place too." It was almost 10 o'clock, so Al was already thinking about lunch. He'd heard of Woolworths Cafes. He'd left the building. He hadn't noticed Woolies the day before, so he chose to turn left and walked up the street, marvelling at the people, the cars, buses, and the contents of shop windows, until he reached the end and saw a sign that said High Street. So he hadn't seen Woolies. He crossed the road and walked back up High Street on the other side. He spotted the ironmonger's shop and not long afterwards saw Woolies. There had been Woolworths stores in many hometowns, including his, in Wales and in Norwich, and it was completely familiar, although they had closed all their shops late in the 20th century, or they would, he mused. He saw by the entrance door a list of the various departments, including the Quick Caff and the Music Hall. First some tea and food. He headed straight for the caff, which was quite crowded. He bought himself a pot of tea with the ancient pound note that Paddy had given him, some cheese on toast and a chocolate cake. Most of the tables were full, but he spotted a table for two with one empty chair. Sat in the other chair was a rather pretty young girl with long blonde hair. He strode over and asked her if he could sit on the empty chair. "Wee, wee," she said. "Please sit down," in the delightful French accent. "Merci," said Al, smiling. "You sound French. Where are you from?" "Paris," said the girl. "But now I am in Leeds at the university." "Oh, what are you studying?" said Al. "Chemical engineering," she said. "Oh, I did chemistry at UEA, at the University of East Anglia, finished last year, BSc," said Al. "Leeds was on the list of places I applied for in 1968, but I chose Norwich instead, because it's a smaller city and I like the course better. No job yet, though. I've lost interest a bit in chemistry. I'm going to go travelling with some friends in a van to Turkey." Already Alan made a mistake, confusing himself with the Al that was travelling to India. At that time, that Al had already set off with his friends to Turkey, with no intention of going to India, but had gone on from Turkey with his mate Keith towards India. He sadly remembered again that his other friend, John Sullivan, had died in a crash in Turkey the night he and Keith had left him. He hadn't even known about that until he was on his way home and ill in Afghanistan with no money. If he could only stop what was happening. But what would be the consequences? Paddy had warned him about making changes. That other Al hadn't even reached India yet. But John was already dead. He didn't know what to say or do. But maybe this slip-up telling the girl wouldn't matter. She probably never met the other Al. He felt uncomfortable with her, though. Like he'd known her for ages, he started to feel much more comfortable. She was warm, and he was attracted to her. In his mind, he was 78-year-old, but his body was now 22, and she was about that age. Blonde, French, and very sexy. "I'm Al," What's your name? Suomi, she said, with an eye on the end, and offering him her hand. But instead of shaking it, without thinking, he took her hand, leaning forwards, and kissed it. Suomi laughed and said, Enchanté. If only Suomi, said Al. Suomi giggled delightfully. They sat and chatted for ages about student life, about what she liked, and about stuff like the moon landing. Al mentioned that he had been to see a lot of bands at uni and also had been to two of the major Isle of Wight pop festivals. Suomi said that in the previous years she had seen a lot of bands at Leeds, including many of Al's own favourites, Jimi Hendrix, whom Al had seen at the Isle of Wight, Pink Floyd, who Al said he'd seen at Swansea University, The Who, Iron Maiden, Rod Stewart, and one of Al's favourite bands, the Moody Blues. Clearly, they had the same taste in music, but that was no surprise. Many students at that time also loved those bands. Suomi said that she had tickets to see Donovan at the university that evening, and she wanted to go to Wolver's music bar to listen to his album and maybe buy it. I loved the Universal Soldier album, she said. I want to listen to Catch the Wind and maybe buy it. You want to come to the music bar and listen with me? Al's heart skipped a beat. Yes, please. It is mine. He may be old enough to be her grandfather. In his body, he was young enough for her. His heart skipped another beat as Suomi stood up in her long, coloured, flowery dress, well below her knees. His only thought was, wow, she was gorgeous. What about your boyfriend? Said Al.
I don't have one, she replied. We are broken. You have a girlfriend, Al?
No, not now, Al answered. We are broken too.
That is good, she said, and smiled.
They set off to find the music hall. Suomi quickly found the Donovan album she wanted, and they both went into one of the listening booths and put on a couple of pairs of giant headphones. Al felt good being so close to her. He sensed her breathing faster, and it made him breathe faster too, as they listened to the slow acoustic guitar and voice of Donovan. He didn't want it to end. Suomi bought the record. Al bought another album by Jimi Hendrix, which he thought he'd give to her later. It was Are You Experience and had Foxy Lady track. He hoped she did not already have it, guessing she would have said, I have that one, if she had. Then they headed back out of Woolworths into the street, and Suomi said, You want to come to me with the barrack, the round hay? We can walk in the woods, and maybe there is a band, and maybe later we can go see Donovan, as I have two tickets, and my friend, she say she cannot come because she had an illness today. Al just smiled and said, Okay, far out.